if the Karbanos, one begins to recite Pesukei Dezimra, where exactly does Pesukei Dezimra come from and why do we recite Pesukei Dezimra? So Tosfos, the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos, comments that Pesukei Dezimra is recited based on the sugyas in the beginning of that parak as to what a person's mindset, what a person's mood is supposed to be when starting davening. One's not just supposed to run right into davening, just run into Shemoneh Esrei, but rather one is supposed to prepare a little bit. What exactly should that preparation take? So the Gemara actually quotes different opinions. There are some who say that the preparation should be mitoch halacha psuka. One should say a very quick, simple halacha, not to sit and have a whole shibul Torah, but rather just this very simple, straight halacha, and then that should lead directly into davening. Then the Gemara quotes other opinions that say that one should be involved in dvarim shel simcha shel mitzvah, a little bit of a joyful, mitzvah-oriented experience, and that should be the proper preparation for the mindset for davening. So Tosfos writes in Maseches Brachos that our custom is really like the second view, that we prepare for davening, we start for davening with a little bit of a simcha, dvarim shel mitzvah, which are enjoyable, which are pleasant, and therefore we recite a whole series of psukim. The main part of the psukim that tells us quotes is the psukim of Ashrei, but we say many, many more things than just Ashrei itself. The entire psukim of Zimra, again, there are different minhagim as exactly, there are different minhagim as to exactly what and how and what order the psukim of Zimra are set in. But the basic theme is the same, that it's supposed to be a preparation for the Shemoneh Esrei, to put a person into the proper spirit in terms of Shemoneh Esrei. There is a question in the poskim as to whether this requirement of saying Pesukei Dezimra is really an absolute takanas hachamim. Is it an absolute bona fide chiyuv, the same way that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, instituted to recite the Shemoneh Esrei, to recite Birkas Kriya Shema? Is Pesukei Dezimra to that level in halacha as well? Or is Pesukei Dezimra perhaps a little bit of a lower level, as Tosfos uses the lashon nagu loma Pesukei Dezimra? It doesn't make much of a difference whether it's a formal takona, whether it's b'taras minhag. One is halachically required to follow the minhag Yisrael. So the bottom line is everybody has to say Pesukei Dezimra. It is important to note, though, whether it's an absolute formal takona or whether it's more b'taras minhag, whether it could possibly sometimes, in the very extenuating circumstances, not have to be followed. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes an entire discussion about whatever person comes late to shul. This is, of course, not relevant l'maisa. It should not be relevant l'maisa. This is not advocating this, but if once in a blue moon a person comes late to shul and they have to abridge the Pesukei Dezimra, so Shulchan Aruch gives an entire hierarchy as to which parts of the Pesukei Dezimra should be cut out in order to reach the goal of davening tefillah b'tzibur. What if it's not a question of cutting out Pesukei Dezimra, it's a question of deleting it entirely? A person, Nebuchim, so late to shul, that the only fighting chance he has to recite the tefillah b'tzibur would be to in a sense, ignore, to leave out, to omit the entire Pesukei Dezimra. Could one be justified in doing that or not? That's a machlokes aposkim. So that machlokes revolves around this point. If you hold that Pesukei Dezimra is an absolute takanas hachamim, so what can you do? You have to say something. You may not have to say the entire, every single part of Pesukei Dezimra, but at least the basic tzura of Bokshom, Rashi, Shtabach, that can never be deleted under any circumstances. If you hold up Pesukei Dezimra is not an absolute form of takana, it was a minhag, a very, very old minhag, a very, very universal minhag, to get you into the spirit of tefillah, so then one could argue that to perform tefillah b'tzibur, maybe that would outweigh that minhag. Again, this question is a machlokes related poskim. This should not be a relevant child. This is just the halacha v'lemaisa. Of course, a person should try to get the shul on time in order to recite the entire Pesukei Dezimra. For whatever reason, one came a little bit late. So then again, there are details in the poskim as to which parts of Pesukei Dezimra are more important than others. But again, one should try, obviously, to come to shul on time and recite the entire Pesukei Dezimra from beginning to end. Thank you.